Welcome to Atlanta Fulton County Stadium in Atlanta, for the game between the New York Mets and the Atlanta Braves. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Danny Heap. Batting second. The shortstop, Bob Baylor. Batting third. The center fielder, Mukie Wilson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dave Kingman. Batting fifth. The left fielder, George Foster. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ron Hodges. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Brian Giles. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Hubie Brooks. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Craig Swan. Pitching for the New York Mets, Craig Swan. For the Atlanta Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Brett Butler. Batting second. The shortstop, Rafael Ramirez. Batting third. The right fielder, Claudel Washington. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Dale Murphy. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Bob Horner. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Chris Chambliss. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Glenn Hubbard. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bruce Benedict. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Rick Camp. Pitching for the Atlanta Braves, Rick Camp. And now, play ball. Danny Heap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heap hits a pop-up towards third. Horner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Camp fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Swan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rafael Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swan fires to first and picks off Butler. One out. Rafael Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramirez hits a fly ball into right field. Heap settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington takes first base on ball four. Dale Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Heap. Murphy reaches second base with a double. Washington goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Braves. Bob Horner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brooks fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Mets, 1, Braves, 1. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramirez misplays the ball. That's an error on Ramirez. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges hits a ball on the ground towards first. Chambliss fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giles hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hodges moves to second. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramirez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hodges moves to third. Giles moves to second. Two outs. Craig Swan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramirez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss takes first base on ball 4. Glenn Hubbard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbard hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brooks fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bruce Benedict is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benedict hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Heap. Benedict reaches second base with a double. Rick Camp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camp hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Foster. Camp reaches second base with a double. Benedict scores. It's 2-1, Braves. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Butler hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kingman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Butler for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Danny Heap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heap is 0-for-1 in the game. Heap hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Camp fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-1 in the game. Baylor hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mukey Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Mets 1. The Braves will come to bat. Rafael Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramirez is 0-for-1 in the game. Ramirez hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Giles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Washington strikes out. Two outs. Dale Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Murphy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kingman scoops it up and throws to first, with Swan covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Kingman hits a fly ball into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0-for-1 in the game. Foster hits a line drive into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 0-for-1 in the game. Hodges hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Camp fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Mets 1. The Braves will come to bat. Bob Horner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horner is 0-for-1 in the game. Horner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brooks fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Chambliss hits a ball on the ground for a single. Glenn Hubbard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbard is 0-for-1 in the game. Hubbard takes first base on ball 4. Chambliss moves to second. Bruce Benedict is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benedict is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Benedict hits a ball on the ground towards short. Baylor fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giles is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Giles bunts towards the mound. Camp fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 0-for-1 in the game. Brooks hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Giles moves to second. Craig Swan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swan is 0-for-1 in the game. Swan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Giles scores. Brooks moves to second. It's Mets, 2, Braves, 2. Danny Heap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heap is 0-for-2 in the game. Heap bunts in front of the plate. Benedict fields it and throws to third for the out. Swan moves to second. One out. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-2 in the game. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramirez fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Braves 2. The Braves will come to bat. Rick Camp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camp is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Camp hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Giles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Butler hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rafael Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramirez is 0-for-2 in the game. Ramirez hits a fly ball towards right. Heap catches it and throws to first to double up Butler. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Braves 2. The Mets will come to bat. Mukey Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-2 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Kingman strikes out. Two outs. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0-for-2 in the game. Foster hits a fly ball into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Braves 2. The Braves will come to bat. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Washington hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dale Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Murphy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Washington moves to third. Bob Horner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horner is 0-for-2 in the game. Horner hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 5-2, Braves. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Chambliss takes first base on ball 4. Doug Sisk now pitching. Glenn Hubbard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbard is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hubbard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Baylor fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bruce Benedict is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hubbard. The throw from Hodges and he is out, Giles applying the tag. Two outs. Bruce Benedict is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benedict is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Benedict hits a line drive towards short. Baylor reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 0-for-2 in the game. Hodges hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giles is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Giles hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Benedict fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brooks hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Mets 2. The Braves will come to bat. Rick Camp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camp is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Camp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Baylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Butler takes first base on ball 4. Rafael Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramirez is 0-for-3 in the game. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Baylor fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Hodges for a passed ball. Ramirez moves to second. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Washington hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Foster. Washington reaches second base with a double. Ramirez scores. It's 6-2, Braves. Dale Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Murphy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 6, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Wally Backman pinch hits for Doug Sisk. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Danny Heap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heap is 0-for-3 in the game. Heap hits a fly ball into left field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-3 in the game. Baylor hits a fly ball into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 6, and the Mets 2. The Braves will come to bat. Mike Torres now pitching. Bob Horner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Horner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Chambliss takes first base on ball 4. Horner moves to second. Ken Smith pinch runs for Chris Chambliss. Glenn Hubbard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbard is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hubbard hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Horner trying to get to home. Heap throws the ball into Hodges, who tags Horner, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Smith moves to third. Hubbard moves to second. One out. Bruce Benedict is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benedict is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Benedict strikes out. Two outs. Rick Camp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camp is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Camp strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves 6, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Ken Smith now playing first base. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-3 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramirez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Kingman hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0-for-3 in the game. Foster hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-3, Braves. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 0-for-3 in the game. Hodges is hit by the pitch. Gene Garber now pitching. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giles is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Giles hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Atlanta Braves, 6, and New York Mets, 3. Goodbye from Atlanta Fulton County Stadium in Atlanta.